My throat is killing me. Am I really gonna start this episode with a dry throat? You know what? It may sound. No, it's not gonna sound any. Oh, God. I just wanna get this episode over with. I was really hoping that I could talk about sexuality today, but, another relationship episode is perfectly okay. Oh, my God. Hey everyone, welcome to Teenage Thoughts. I'm your host, Amaya Scott, and today we are going to be talking about dating as a teenager. And before we start, I do want to give a, it's kind of a disclaimer. I am not a professional, such as a psychologist or a dating coach. This is purely opinion-based, and it's coming from a place of personal experience as well. So, I'm not trying to push any of this information out as facts. This episode is going to be a little shorter as well, because I talked about relationships before, even though it was mainly toxic relationships. But that was my last episode, and I did talk about my experiences with dating, and also I gave better advice than I am going to. This episode is just my thoughts on the topic, so I recommend that you listen to not last week because it's been a few months, but the last episode before this one, just so that I guess the entire topic in itself is more clear. So, as teenagers, I don't think a lot of us really understand the difference between dating and dating someone, such being a relationship. I mean, dating is kind of a romantic stage between humans that is aimed towards being in a relationship but is not committed. An example could be casual sex. That's a form of dating. It can be spending time with different people to see what you like and who you like, or finding your type. And these little increments of time that you're spending are called dates, while being in an actual relationship is committed, and in most cases, more serious. It's an emotional and sometimes sexual connection between people. Obviously, in polyamorous cases, this information can vary. And the word dating can also be an umbrella term, but the actual meaning of the word is, like I said. But, dating as a teenager can and will be super confusing. It doesn't matter how mature you may think you are, what stage in puberty you're at, it's gonna be difficult. Of course, there are the couples that last for what seems like a week in middle school, but I don't really consider those real relationships. There's not enough emotional buildup on the connection that they should have, that I would barely even call it a friendship. It's more of an acquaintance at best. The difficult relationships are the ones that last for at least 3 months, because they're real and heartfelt. And think about this. The way that you truly learn is through experience. So the same goes through relationships. And I'm kind of gonna explain why I think relationships can be difficult. A lot of ways to learn about how to be in a healthy relationship is to go through the toxic ones. And going through rejection and maybe a Romeo and Juliet situation. But all of the bad stuff leads you to the end goal, which in a lot of cases is marriage and healthy courtship. You love someone and they love you back. And as much as having a healthy relationship is great, it sucks that the way you have to get there is through pain. It's how a lot of things in life works. Why is pain the thing that educates us? Why is mistake making the best way to grow and learn? I feel like that's why it's difficult, because knowing that you're going to go through pain kind of sucks. And all you want to be is happy, but you literally cannot be happy without sadness or hurt, because you won't really feel a genuine burst of goodness. That's kind of just how it works, and for teenagers it's hard to comprehend that, because we rush into relationships without thinking about what has to be put in it, how to treat your partner, and how you should be treated. A lot of people just want the title of significant other or girlfriend or boyfriend. We like the idea of a person rather than them and appreciating them. We as teens need to realize how young we actually are. Half of us still need our parents to make our lunch, but we still expect to thrive in a relationship. And school. We're all in school. It's hard to balance having a partner and maintaining your school career. So when you focus on your grades, your significant other may feel neglected, but if you focus on your partner too much, your grades may plummet. A lot of us also have self-image issues. This part of the episode is going to be a little hard to explain, I guess. Personally, I have self-image issues, and I think a lot of teens out there do, whether it's a little bit or a lot, but some people have the habit of wanting the relationship so that they can depend on their partner to make them happy. And sure, they will make you happy a little bit, but you also have to put some effort into making yourself happy and loving yourself. Relationships are 50-50. They give you love and you love them back. So how do you expect to know how to love another person if you don't even know how to have self-love? It's affection, but it's broken affection. You start to put yourself second and you make them your priority, or your first priority. Like I said in the toxic relationships episode. Then this relationship turns to toxicity. And then heartbreak. And then you'll be worse than you already were. You put what seemed like your heart and soul into a relationship, and then it, quote unquote, wasn't enough. But when in reality, it was just because you let them use you. So that you understand your limits, because self-love is super important. However, I will say going on dates is a lot of fun, because as I said earlier, you don't have to start a relationship with the person. You can just go on a date, but it's fun and it's still cute, even if you have no regards to seeing a future with them. Of course, I think it's a good idea to start dating as a teenager, but probably around the age of 16 to 18. Because, yeah, life is short, and, quote, I'm here to live a good life, not a long... the quote is, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So obviously, sure, you can start a relationship at a young age, but any younger than 16 is a bad idea, unless you think you found the one, which is highly doubtful. You should wait. Let the experiences you're asking for come to you. said earlier that you have to go through pain to learn, but you want to reduce it at least. Relationships come later on anyway, so even if you want the experience, even if you want a healthy relationship, the toxic ones and the most toxic ones are not going to happen until later on anyway. But going on dates at any age is fine. My only advice is to once again wait until you're ready, wait until you love yourself, your grades are doing well, and you're in a good place mentally. Because I did talk about emotional unavailability in the last episode as well. So, it's a lot that these two episodes will blend together very well. Anyway, we are young and growing. If you grow too fast, you'll tire yourself out. So, slow down. Say, I write a lot of my thoughts and feelings in my notes, so currently I'm looking at my notes kind of like a script, I guess, but I'm kind of reading off of it because I was up at like 2 a.m. thinking about this topic, and I was like, oh, here we go. I feel like a very, very ungodly hours of the night, I will have a breakdown or just feel really weird and just start randomly writing my feelings for hours. I think that's all I have to say, honestly. Because like I said in my last episode, there's more on the topic. So if you want to hear a little more, like I said, go to the last episode. But that's it for today. If you'd like to keep up with the podcast, you can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Amaya Madison with an _ after Madison. And you'll find announcements, you can ask questions, or send in topic suggestions. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Have a great rest of your day, and remember to drink some freaking water.